Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about the holidays and how we are surrounded by enormous temptations of wonderfully cooked meals followed by sumptuous desserts which overwhelm us and our capacity to say, not now, thank you. My guest this evening has devoted herself to her company, Eat Well, a counseling company that helps you to eat well and stay well later. My guest this evening is Sharon Frazier, a certified health and transformation coach, as well as a diabetic solution coach, who will help us to do a pantry purge and provide us with some counseling as to how we can overcome the desire to accept seconds and thirds as we go to visit family members who impress us with their wonderful recipes. It's a pleasure to welcome Sharon Frazier to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you, Ellie, for inviting me. It's really an honor to be here with you.
Well, tell
today.
Me, how did you get involved in becoming a health coach? A health coach, yes. Okay. I was going to say transformational coach.
Yes, health and transformation coach.
Yes.
Well, honestly, I think it started from as a child. Honestly, I was always really interested in food and helping people. Back in Jamaica, where I grew up, we didn't eat a lot of processed anything. I didn't come from a rich family, so we weren't uptown buying in the supermarkets as much, but at the marketplace, you know, buying fresh food all the time. So that was part of my basic diet. And then as I grew older, I actually went to college and to become a lab tech. And when I migrated to America when I was 21, I couldn't use that degree. So I had to basically start over. Lucky for me, I had some experience from Jamaica. I worked as part of my service back to the country at the Bureau of Standards, where I learned a lot about science, and that's where they actually created the standards for foods that are sold in Jamaica and also how they inspected them. And then from there, I actually did a year at the Ministry of Health in the accounting department. So lucky for me, when I came to America, I had accounting experience, so I got a job as an accountant. In the administrative field. Then I went to Pace University, starting doing accounting, then came to Pennsylvania, went to DeSales, got my degree in accounting, and then continued my career in accounting, actually taking the CPA exam and passing it and becoming a Sarbanes-Oxley specialist.
So you can do taxes as well?
Yeah. I don't like it now, though. So, but that was what I had to do. What I wanted to do was actually become a doctor, right? But life sometimes hands you lemons, and you have to make lemonade.
Right.
So luckily for me, I was on my way to Costa Rica, and I bought this magazine called Good from Barnes & Noble and opened it to a section that said, become a health coach. That was probably 12 years ago. And it perked me. I mean, it hit right in here. And I called them. They were full, but I was registered for the next class and started to go to New York every 2 weeks to the Integrated Nutrition owner, Joshua Rosenthal, and started the process of being certified as a health coach. Had some of the best teachers, Andrew Wild, Mark Furman, David Wolf. I mean, some of the top names now in healthy eating. And it's been part of me ever since. I still worked at PPL for a couple of years after that, but once I retired, I said full-time, and I love it.
Well, we're glad that you did. So tell us, give us some helpful hints. Either the holidays are either coming or going, and I think there's some research that says that we tend to gain between Thanksgiving and New Year's, we gain about 10 to 15 pounds,
yes.
Which is, you know, very difficult to get rid of.
And then January 1st, we start on the resolution, we want to lose all that weight, right?
Right.
Honestly, I think one of the first things I tell people, before going out, make sure you're at least three quarters full. especially if someone with diabetes. I tell people who are diabetes, which is where I specialize in, make sure you know what your blood sugar is, make sure you eat, right, and make sure you're hydrated. Because sometimes your food, you crave food, but you're thirsty, right? So make sure those things happen. When you enter the party, socialize first. Instead of running to the table to see what's on it and stuff, just talk to people, you know, do the social thing. And when you start to, if you want to have something to drink, I recommend having a spritzer, which is like a mineral water with a splash of fruit juice and some lemon in it. And that tastes just as good as soda, to be honest with you. Or if you're going to have a wine, make sure it's a dry wine and cut that wine in half. Add some salsa or mineral water to it so that it's not as sugary. And then also, in between drinking that wine, make sure you're drinking water, right?
So that you are hydrated.
You're hydrated, and your sugar, you're diluting the sugar that's in that wine, and you're still festive because you're walking around with a glass and still being social, and you're not.
Does the salsa help?
Yes, it does. It does. It gives you that that effervescent taste that some people are addicted to soda, so that kind of helped to break that. Psychological, I'm not having that fuzz in my mouth kind of feeling.
Well, that's very helpful. And what about when we either have a buffet or we're going to dinner? How do we make the selections that are really going to be helpful to us mm-hmm. so that we're so inclined to say, well, I have a taste.
Okay.
But for some people, such as myself, I can't have a taste.
Well, as I was saying,
I cannot have a taste of anything with sugar okay. because one is not enough and a million are not is still not enough.
Well, you know yourself. One thing, you know, if you know that if you have one bit, it's going to throw you off the cliff, you may as well say, okay, you know what, I'm using your own self-control, all right? And that's one of the things I teach people, how to just navigate the table. And in most cases, what is better for you is to eat protein, right? You're at the table, you have pick up a salad, have some protein, and have some fat. If there's some fat there, you can have some fat, because fat is not bad for you, right? As previously, as they said in the New York Times the other day, they found out about how the industry skewed sugar to blame fat for diseases. So it's, you know, I would say you go to the buffet table and choose foods that are not carbohydrates. And that will help you fill you up quicker, because fats and proteins fill you up quicker and you won't go through that sugar spike.
I learned something about myself, mm-hmm. and that was that I don't do well with things that are white. White flour, white sugar, white potatoes, mm-hmm. Cauliflower's okay, but that's a different
kind of white.
But I learned that about myself.
Well, we know what happens with white in terms of white flour and white rice. They took the fiber off the rice, and now when you eat that, it goes straight into your system, because it goes straight through your digestive tract so quickly. So you're right about leaving white stuff alone. I think a brown rice, quinoa, there are other grains you can eat, farro millet. There are tons of other grains you can eat that taste just as good and give you good nutrient instead of eating white.
Well, that's very helpful, mm-hmm. And it certainly helped me. And how do we help? How do we help help ourselves when we're with family and they've made this wonderful pie or this wonderful dessert?
Well, it depends. Now, you told me that you can't even touch that stuff at all, because you go over the cliff if you do.
Yes,
some people are better at maintaining their diet, right? So I would say, mommy or family, you know what, I'm doing this now, I'm trying to lose weight. So be honest with them. I think, you know, and then they will help you, right? Because I would suspect they want you to be healthy, uh-huh. right? So you go and you say, tell people what you're doing in terms of what you're doing with your health, why you don't want to be tempted with pies and stuff. And I'm sure they'll conspire to help you do that. But at the same time, I would say there is nothing wrong with a little piece of pie. I really don't think there is, especially if it's made with healthy stuff.
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and I'm talking today with Sharon Frazier, who is a certified health and transformation coach and a diabetic solution coach, and she is the owner of Eat Well, a counseling company that helps you to eat well now and stay well later. So, so there are some people who can have a piece, yes. But you really have to know yourself.
You have to know yourself, and I come from the philosophy that if you're eating healthy 80 to 85% of the time, you're only human. There's nothing wrong with a small piece of pie or a small piece of cheesecake.
Well, I think each person, Sharon, has to know themselves. I don't know. I may have mentioned this story about I was visiting with a friend, and her husband came in, and he said, "Honey, did you take your meds? Mm-hmm. Everything on time?" And she said, "Oh, yes, dear, I took everything." "Oh, wonderful," said her husband. "What flavor would you like?" And I said, "Dick, what do you mean, what flavor?" And he said, "Well, if she takes her meds on time, she gets a half a cup of ice cream, any flavor that she wants. Come on." And he shows me the freezer. Look, all her favorite flavors, she gets a half a cup. I said, "A half a cup? That's very nice." I said, "Oh, my." And on my way home, I said, "I'll try that." Mm-hmm. And I stopped off at the supermarket, got my favorite flavor, half gallon of whatever flavor I liked, brought it home to my freezer, and guess what was left in the morning?
Absolutely, almost nothing.
Nothing.
Because you know yourself now, right?
Yes.
That you can't do that.
I'm one of those people who cannot have a taste and then let it go.
Well, for most people, do not bring it home. It's really one of the philosophies. That's one of the things we do, a pantry purge. Because a lot of for you, the temptation, when you don't have the temptation in front of you, it's easier for you to stick to your diet, right? Or stick to the plan you're on. So for most folks, no, do not bring it home. Stay on the far right, wherever the vegetable aisle is in the supermarket, through the peripheral, right, where you can find the good stuff, because a lot of stuff that has the chemicals and the white flour and the processed food is in the middle.
Right. And now I don't have that problem with fruit, because fruit is not, it has a different different kind of sugar.
Right.
And you pointed out
That the body knows what to do with more natural stuff. I think watermelon is good for you. It has fiber, it has lycopene, it has all the antioxidants, and you don't go crazy. You don't sit and eat a whole watermelon.
No.
But having a good slice of watermelon is good for you. Pineapple is good for you. Just like everything else, natural sugars are not bad. Just don't overdo it.
Well, we're going to talk more about this and learn how to navigate the table, all of the wonderful foods that come upon us at the holiday. And we're also going to learn how to take care of ourselves after the damage has been done when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking with Sharon Frazier, who is a certified health and transformation coach, as well as a diabetic solution coach. So what is a diabetic solution coach, Sharon?
Someone who helps people who are type 1 diabetes is someone who their body does not make insulin. Right? A type 2 diabetic, the body makes insulin, may not be enough, but because of lifestyle choices, they now have diabetes. Their sugars are over 125, right? And their A1C is over 6.4, right? So that's when clinically they're diagnosed as diabetic. And now what I do with a person in that state is help them to, through diet, exercise, and coaching, help them to reduce their A1C back to normal and get them on eating and exercising the way they should to have a healthy lifestyle.
Is there any particular exercises that you advise people to do?
Well, weight training is one because you want to make sure that your muscles don't have a lot of fat in there. So weight training helps to reduce the fat in muscles and also strengthens you because the more stronger you are, the more calories your body's using. So you're using up, your metabolism is stronger, so you'll be able to use up the food that you're eating energy-wise. And also aerobics, you know, making sure that you're strengthen your organs inside. Your lymphatic system is one of the systems that help to keep you healthy, and it doesn't move if you don't move.
How about swimming?
Swimming is a good aerobic exercise. You're using all your muscles. Swimming is very, very good for you, especially if someone who has problem with knees as we get older, has joint problems and all that. Swimming is excellent form of exercise.
So you really help people who are diabetic or pre-diabetic to reach their and maintain their maximum health.
I love to get people, not love, but if people are pre-diabetic, it's you prevent them from getting the disease. So the whole idea, and if your sugars are inching over 100, normally sugar, you're inching over 100, you're in a pre-diabetic stage. So you need to really take control of your life then so you don't get diabetes and you don't want to be on any kind of medicines.
Now, how does one measure that sugar level within the system?
Well, normally you can go to your doctor and ask them and they'll test your sugar as part of your normal blood work. But you also can buy a meter at the Walgreens or supermarket and test it yourself.
So one can get, if you have some question and you are concerned, you can get a meter and just test yourself.
Yes, you can. Oh, well, yeah, definitely.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, if you have a good relationship with your physician, and you can get your blood tested through medically, you can also go to a supermarket or
CVS or one of the pharmacies and buy a meter and get some strips and test it yourself.
Very
definitely.
Good. So there was an article in the AARP November issue, the bulletin, and they talked about navigating a buffet bar.
Mm-hmm.
That's very difficult because everything looks so good.
Yes.
And I have learned myself, I'm not one that can look and taste.
Right.
I am one of those who have to go, uh-huh, and pass it up.
Well, you know,
tell us how can we navigate the buffet?
I firmly believe you have to have a strategy. This time of year, it's tempting. Sugar and cakes and stuff are all tied to emotion, right? So it's a holiday. Mommy, grandma is making her favorite cookies, all that stuff. So, so for me, what I do with my clients is say, you know, okay, you're going out tonight. Eat before you go. Take your blood sugar so you know where you are, right? You know where you are in terms of your sugar content in your body. Eat before you go so that you're not hungry. Just like when you go to soup, they advise you don't go to the supermarket hungry and eat. Same thing. You go to the party and don't start picking at the table right away. Socialize. Be with your friends. Talk a little bit. And then when you get to the table, the strategy is you eat proteins, and you eat probably a little bit of fat and leave the sugary stuff to the last and just have a small piece, right?
If you're one of those people who can manage a small piece.
If you can manage. Or the other thing you can say to your guests, if it's family, you let them know, you know, I'm really on a special thing now because I have diabetes or I have some medical condition which I'm taking care of. So, you know, can you make some
Fruit,
exactly. Make sure we have fruit. Make sure we have fruits and salad, you know, stuff that you can eat that won't impact you. That won't spike your blood sugar. Yes.
Very good. Mm-hmm. So there are ways of getting around.
There are ways.
And I think that each of us has to know
who we are, and know our condition. You know, the whole idea, if your goal is to get rid of something, then you have to be congruent and take the steps that will help you get to that goal.
I may have shared the story before, but we had a family service at our congregation, and there was an ice cream social that this person had prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the ice cream, and I said, uh-oh, I can't do that. But there was fruit. There was fruit on the table, and I took a piece of watermelon.
Exactly.
And this person said, Ellie, you're eating watermelon. What about the ice cream? I said, I can't tolerate ice cream. He says, there's more sugar in the watermelon than there is in the ice cream.
No, there isn't.
But I could tolerate
the watermelon. Ice cream doesn't have any fiber. Right. The sugar has fiber in it, and it creates that net effect. And on top of that, the watermelon is healthy for you. You know, a watermelon is one of the things I recommend people eat because it really has, it satiates the need for sugar. And it has fiber and all, you know, it's lycopene and all the good stuff that really helps you stay healthy.
So one of the things we have to do is be honest with ourselves.
Very true.
And to understand who we be.
Mm-hmm.
We may not be like our neighbor who can consume, as I mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. a half a cup of ice cream.
Right.
And be satisfied. Mm-hmm. We might be somebody like myself who would have to consume the whole half gallon once I got started like an alcoholic.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, so we really have to be honest with ourselves
exactly. And
know what our limitations are.
And people have habits. You know, we have habits some might grow. I know, you know, clients that, you know, mom told me clean the plate. You know, right?
Always
clean the plate. But there is sometimes a reason. In most of us in my age group now, we grew up in the 50s, you know, or maybe in your World War One, World War whatever, you know. And
World War Two is
two. Is two. Okay, so there wasn't enough food, so you had to clean your plate. But at 50 and 60 now, where we have so much abundance, you're still doing the same thing. You're still hearing mama's voice in the back of your head saying, clean the plate. But honestly, what's important for you to know at this stage is that the circumstances were real, but it's not you don't have to believe in that now because it doesn't impact you. So, you know, the circumstances have changed for you now, so you don't need to be doing.
So we don't have to make the, we don't have to have a clean plate.
Yes, anymore. Right. Or you save in half. You know, you go to a restaurant, you buy something, you say, tell the server, please pack half of this for me, and you take it home. It can serve for another day.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. That's very good. Because many restaurants serve very large portions.
Exactly.
And you can enjoy it
mm-hmm.
and then take the rest home.
Oh, exactly. And you can do the same thing, you know, in our West Indian parties, we're always taking food home. So some parties you can, some parties you can't. But yeah, the same thing applies. You have a piece of cake, you can eat a little part of it, take the rest home for your kids or somebody else, you know, so that you don't feel deprived, but you also did not sabotage your diet or your health.
Right. And I think it's important to know who you are and what your system is.
Exactly.
Because some people can be satisfied with a piece of cake or a small portion, and some, like myself, could never be fat.
So you leave it right there.
So
you don't start.
I don't start. Exactly.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly. And then I think you mentioned that you need to watch for the proteins on the...
Well, one of the important things that people should know, especially... Everyone should know how to read a label. A label when they go into the supermarket, what is in it. My philosophy and what I teach is that if you can't understand what's there, it's probably not good for you. So leave it on a shelf. But also that you should know that 4 grams of carbohydrate equal 1 teaspoon of sugar. So that orange juice in that bottle that looks innocent, it's not really healthy for you. Eat the orange instead of buying the juice.
When you talk about checking the label, what about looking for where sugar is listed?
Right.
For example, one of the things that I learned is that I watch the label for where the sugar is listed.
Mm-hmm.
If it's listed number one, I know that's not a good one.
Yes, because that's the highest content in the product.
And I look for sugar to be at least the fifth ingredient.
And also,
if I'm going to be using that.
And they're so tricky and smart now that sugar has 62 different names. Okay, so you can see sugar here, and then it has another name down the bottom. So there's an education piece in it also, right?
Give us some examples of sugar names.
Xylitol is sugar.
Xylitol
is sugar. You have cane sugar, right? You have maltose. You have fructose. You have millions of names out there.
And
corn syrup. The high fructose corn syrup is really bad for you, which they are tricking the name, changing the name now to something else. So yeah, it's really important that you educate yourself about that stuff. And knowing that carbohydrates is still sugar. You see sugar and you see carbohydrates. It's still sugar. When it hits the body, it becomes it gets stored as fat when after it breaks down.
We just have a little bit of time left. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the difference between honey as a sweetener as opposed to sugar.
Okay, so honey is a natural form of sugar, right? But it's still sugar. It's made by the bees, and it has, you know, if you have allergens, so they say it's one of the best thing to have if you're allergic, because then you're using the pollens from flowers that are here. But it's still a form of sugar, so it needs to be used with caution, just like everything else. It's different from white sugar in the sense that it's a little more healthy, a little natural, but it's still sugar.
And if people would like to get in touch with you, tell us, how do we do that?
Okay, my name is Sharon Fraser. My website is eatwellconsulting.com, or type2diabetesisnotyourfault.com. And my phone number is 610-393-2489. And email is eatwellconsulting@gmail.com.
eatwellconsulting@gmail.com.
Yes.
Well, I think that is wonderful, because people will want to get more information and maybe even see how you can coach them,
yes,
into a better lifestyle, particularly after January 1st, yes, when all the damage is done.
All the resolutions are starting, yes.
Right, exactly. And we want to be able to keep our resolutions, mm-hmm, so that we are healthy for the next year.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to thank you, Sharon Fraser, Certified Health and Transformation Coach and Diabetic Solution Coach, for helping us as we approach the holiday season and as the holiday season ends, to take charge of our lives by giving us strategies to say no, perhaps, to second helpings, watch our sugar intake, mm-hmm, watch the ingredients on the label, and to eat well and feel well after the holidays. Now, Sharon is available for cooking lessons, pantry purges, mm-hmm, email support, phone counseling, as well as in-person counseling and Skype-face time and counseling. And she offers a one session for a complimentary 45-minute session. And she may be reached at 610-393-2489 or the
eatwellconsulting.com.
Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.